We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Terrence Bell. Terrence, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I'm doing okay. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. God,
great.
My hero.
Uh-huh.
I've been listening to that album.
Uh-huh.
Terrence, you got some great music on there.
Thank you. I appreciate
you
it.
You got some great music on there, Terrence.
I'm honored. I'm honored. Thank you so much. Yeah, I did. I put a lot of me in it, in the CD, you know, from every integral part of it, everything. I was meticulous about everything. And for the last 3 years, I've been working on it. 2.5 years to 3 years, I've been working on it.
Wow.
And I can honestly say I am, you know, I'm surprised. I'm excited about it. I've been getting a lot of great, great feedback on it, and people are loving it. The entire CD, not just one or two songs. People are loving the entire CD, and so I thank you, and I'm very honored and flattered that you made those comments. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God is good.
He is. I have a song on that as my grandmother used to say, instead of saying God is good, I'm going to just say God is God, because God is better than good.
Hey, definitely. Let's talk about God is God.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. God is God was something I just sat here and said, something my grandmother used to say when I was a kid. I was raised by my grandparents, and she used to walk around the house, and whenever she would be singing one of her songs from church, or a good church song, or maybe just a hymn or something. And for whatever reason, my grandmother is a very spiritual lady, and she would just shout out when she would get excited and feel a certain, if the spirit would hit her and move her, and just walking around the house with a happiness and a glow about her. And she would just shout out, oftentimes, God is God. And she always had that saying, what other name can we give God but God? We can. So many people call him all kind of things, omnipotent, powerful, mighty. He's all that, you know. But instead of saying all that, we just simplify it and just say what he is. God is God. There's nobody else that you can call that. You can call people good. You can call people great. You can call people do great things. People do good things. But nobody is God but God. And so that's where the title comes from. You know, it just came to me, and I said, I'm going to write a song. My grandmother used to say that all the time. So I'm going to just write that song, God is God.
God is God. Yes, how about the song Whisper?
Whisper, Whisper. You know, I often, when I used to, I have a wild imagination. Being a songwriter, I guess you have to have a great imagination. And I used to think about, you know, growing up, we always thought, when I was young, when I was a kid, you know, I always thought that God was when he spoke, it was always thunderous. We always look at TV shows, and whenever they have somebody play the voice of God, or he comes from the mountains, or, you know, it's always a strong, powerful voice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and always thunderous when they depict God in movies and television shows. And, you know, even when you're at church, the pastors, when they speak, it's always that. But I had to think, I started to do my homework on that and started reading up on that. And then I came upon Elijah, one of God's great prophets. And when he said, when he used to hear God, it was always with a stilled voice, a soft, still voice, which means whisper. You know, and so I start thinking about sometimes, you know, it's written that sometimes we need to, God is speaking to us in a whisper, but we're thinking he's coming in a thunderous voice when he's just telling us, calm, stay calm, be still, and just listen to me, and I'm going to speak to you softly, quietly, in a whisper. And that's why I came up with that song word, because God is not, he's wanting us to meditate to him. You know, not just talk to him all the time, not just expecting him to come in some, you know, some powerful, which he can do. But sometimes God just say, be still and know, and just listen to me softly speak to you, and so I can calm you, and so you can understand from that perspective in a whisper.
The song Face to Face. to face?
Imagination again. You know, growing up, you know, always wondering. We always want to know what God, our imagination always want. You know, we know God is, we're made in God's image. But we always wonder, you know, what does God look like? What really, but, you know, with me, I can speak for myself. I can never imagine what God looks like. I can think about it. I wonder what he looks like. But, sometimes we imagine what people look like. We come up with a face. You know, our human, we come up with a face. If we hear somebody talk, I'm talking to you over the phone right now, and I can come up with, based on your voice, I can come up with, oh, I wonder if he looks like this. I wonder, you know, growing up, when you talk to people on the phone, I wonder what they look like. Mm-hmm. And then we could come up based on hearing them, what they may look like, what they may not look, just our own imagination. But I can never imagine, I never come up with a picture or some type of face in my head what God looks like.
When you put an album together, mm-hmm. how do you come up with a song to kick that album off? Because you come up with God's Worth. That's a great song. I like that song.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's something that this is my third project. And being a minister of music, former minister of music, of a church, and growing up in church, you know, we used to have concerts and things like that. We always wanted to know, what song can we start off with? What song can we come in? Back in old school, when we were younger, we used to procession in, you know, to church. What's a good processional song to start it off? What's a good devotional song in the early morning? Praise and worship. As we evolutionized church and how church should start off. So I went back and thought about that, you know, and I said, you know, with the first two albums, I always like, man, so this time I said, you know what, I'm going to look at everything. I'm not going to make it a big issue. I'm not going to go and I'm going to just, let me just kind of look at what I have on here and just pick a song. I'm not going to put that much into it. I used to get call people. I said, I'm not calling nobody. Ask them. I'm going to just go. And so I thought about, if this song is called, the title, the CD is called God My Hero. So I want to start it off with a title, Sans God. And so if we want to introduce, it's like the introduction of God. It's about God. It's making God relevant again. So I have a perfect song, God's Worth. That's the introduction of God. So that's what I'm going to start it off with. I didn't make a big thing. God's Worth, and it's talking about the worth of God.
When you did Redemption, mm-hmm. what were you trying to convey to your listener?
About Redemption is a song about simply Christ dying on the cross. He forgiving us. We've been forgiven for our sins, because we are sinners. We're sinners. And so the song Redemption is about him coming back and that redeeming power, the redemption spirit. So we need to be ready, basically. We need to be prepared, you know, because I don't think living in this day, you know, people say, I'm ready to go back, but are we really prepared for the return? And if we're not prepared, what are we doing to get ourselves prepared? So the song basically saying, you better get ready, because he's coming. He's definitely coming. And it seems more and more, as the years pass in these days, it seems like we are living in that day where he's getting ready to make his return. So we better be ready. We better prepare ourselves in every form of life, mentally, spiritually, physically. We better get ready and prepared. So that's the message. Get yourself ready. And then if you are ready, what a celebration is going to be. What a great time you're going to have once he returns. That's what that song is all about, redemption.
Our guest is Terrence Bell. Terrence, what's the difference between reveal, renew, restore, and God, My Hero?
You know what? Strangely enough, reveal, renew, restore. project that I didn't finish. And it was replaced with God My Hero. God My Hero basically is Reveal, Renew, Restore. So I changed the title of this particular project because Reveal, Renew, Restore was the title that this project was going to be. But I changed it because of so much that's going on in the world today with our, you know, armed with the military. We're fighting abroad. We're doing so many things. And people are looking for a hero, someone to turn to. It seems like we're always looking for someone to come in and save us. We're looking for a new president right now to come in and say, we're looking for someone to save us from all the stuff that's going on. We can't rely on the policemen like we used to and we should be able to because there's so many corrupt things going on in our police forces, so many corrupt things going on in our government, so many corrupt things going on right in our homes. And so it's like we are trying to find someone to turn to that we can trust, that we can rely on, that we can have faith in. And so that's why I changed the title from Renew and Restore, Rebuild, to God My Hero, because God is definitely the hero of us all. He provides us with everything that we need, all the strength, the courage, the mindset, the intelligence, the wisdom, whatever we need to carry us on in life, to propel us in life and help us live the life that he wants us to live. God is the person that provides it all. So that is our ultimate hero.
You ended your project with Hear You Now.
Mm-hmm.
Why that song?
Because when I was younger, I'm speaking for me, there were times, many times in my life, and it goes back to some of what the other titles are about, that I wasn't listening to God. We talked about whisper, because I thought God spoke to us and he was coming to us strong. You know, I never, when I was younger, thought that God could talk to us in such a calm voice with a whisper. I thought when God spoke to us, it was always thunderous. So I wasn't listening. I was not focused. I was doing more talking and praying to God and asking God for things, being selfish, what I call selfish prayers when I was younger. But when I got older and wiser, and I started putting it all, life slowed down for me. And so now when you start listening to God and you start doing what God wants you to do, things become slower. Life is not fast anymore. It's not just speedy. Everything is slow. And now I can take life and live it and treat it and approach it in that manner and walk slowly with God. And I'm listening to God in every manner that he may come at me, every manner that how he speaks to me, how he reveals things to me. And it's basically letting God know, God, I hear you now. You know, at first I wasn't listening. How I was born, how I was made when I was younger, when I was even older, but not listening because of ignorance, because of whatever negativity that caused, negative things that caused me not to listen to God, I hear you now. And once you start listening to God and hearing God, things become easier. Life becomes easier. It's smoother. So I'm letting God know, and I'm honoring God by letting you know, God, I can hear you now. Talk to me.
You are the founder of your own record company, Virtua Valor. How did that come about?
It came about, you know, one of my partners, who's also my attorney, who's also a cousin of mine, a relative of mine. Years ago, I came up with the name. I said, I want to call my label Valor. And what valor means, of course, is courage. And I said, come up with another name for me, Arthur. That's his name, Arthur Thomas. I said, Arthur, can you come up with a name? I want to put this Valor. Well, I need another name with that. I don't know if I just want to call it Valor. And he did some, it's like Terry called it Virtual. And what that means is, virtual means the pinnacle of, at the top. So you put Virtual Valor together, and is rising to the top with courage. That's what Virtual Valor means I. We came up with that name back in 2004, Virtual Valor. And since then, that's been my, for a lot of my companies, Virtual Valor is the umbrella for everything and every business that I have, Virtual Valor.
You're also an author. You write.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
I wrote pretty much everything on the way. I wrote every song on this particular project. And I'm also working on 3 books. I've been writing blogs for a while now, different types of blogs, health blogs, vocal health blogs, little spiritual quotes. I have a spiritual a blog that I write, just inspirational quotes. And it's something I started writing when I was 9 years old, started writing poetry. I was raised by my grandmother, again, who was an English instructor. She was an English professor. She had got her bachelor's and master's degree in English. So, of course, coming up in the house, she made you read every day in the summertime, made you read a book, all kind of books. I've read all kind of books. I can talk about all kind of books. She made you read books. She made you write. She made you study. You know, speech time comes. She made you learn speeches. Not only did she make you learn speeches, my grandmother made me write them. I want you to write your own stuff. And she started making me doing that when I was a little kid. I'm talking about 5 years old. And so, of course, when I got to be 9, it became something that I love to do, write poems. Even in high school, I used to write little love letters and love poems and try to write little love cards to females and things of that nature. Not high school, I'm talking about elementary, middle school. I used to write these little love letters, but I would make it poetry. And I started writing poetry, and then it moved on to writing songs. I used to rearrange certain hymns or add my twist to songs in church, that wasn't original music. So from there, I just started writing, and then I started writing, you know, putting together little quotes when I was in high school, just little spiritual, whatever I thought about, that wild imagination, that imagination that I have, I start putting together things. And so now I'm working on 3 different books. One called God Bachelor is a book on based on my life, living life as a bachelor, not being married, and then telling some of the things that I deal with as a single man, but a man of faith, and also other friends that I have, and doing contrast and comparison to men that are not of faith or don't have a strong faith, and kind of telling some of the similarities of me and other guys. So it's based on that, but more so based on my life than, you know, the spiritual quotes, just anything spiritual that I can talk about that will lift or, you know, educate the people about spirituality or faith or just anything to even uplift them, encourage them. So those are a couple of books that I'm working on, plus the third one is a vocal health book, basically, you know, educating people, singers especially, singers and speakers, about the importance of their vocal cords and how to use it from a health perspective and how to have longevity in whatever they do while using their vocals. And so those are the 3 books that I am currently working on.
How can one connect with you, Terrence, if they want to get your music, get in touch with you, or even get your books?
Book in TerrenceBell.com. That's my website, T-E, and you spell Terrence, TerranceBell.com. You can go on there and find out anything, download the CD. All is available on all digital outlets. Will be available in stores. It just dropped on Friday. My website will guide you to anything Terrence Bell. You can contact me, info@terrencebell.com. Booking, you can book me at booking@terrencebell.com. My marketing team, if you need to have some kind of, whether it's publicity, radio, want to get some music, or just talk to my marketing manager, all of that's available on my contact page of my website. And just everything Terrence Bell. I also, what I'm doing right now is a God My Hero movement. I have T-shirts, armbands that say God My Hero on it because it's a movement. It's not just a song. It's an entire movement. making God relevant and pointing to God, people, inspiring people to look towards God and stop looking to man to bring them out of situations. Look towards God to help them with everything in life and to remind them that he is still supreme and ruler over all. So TerrenceBell.com is how they can contact me. You can also get on my social net, follow me on my social networks, Terrence Bell at Facebook, Terrence Bell on Twitter, and on Instagram is Terrence Bell's Life, Terrence Bell with an S, Terrence Bell's Life on Instagram.
Terrence, it has been a pleasure. May God continue to bless you as you continue to bless the people of God. Thanks for joining us, Terrence.
Thank you very much for having me, and be blessed.
You too. It's our guest, Terrence Bell, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.